Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I have AI right now, and we are going to post right here, folks. What's it say? Add to story. Okay, I am on the air, and this is live. You know what? Some people are multitask. Maria is one of them. She could probably do this in her sleep. You know, she can lasso while you're at it. Well, welcome to the show. This is North State Now. I'm feeling a little scattered. There's lots of reasons, and with me tonight will be Sandra Jennings as well, and I've asked Maria Orozco once again to be my co-host, and let's just enjoy this time. We're going through some strange times as well. And no, this is not a rerun, because last month, I mean, I just felt like, you know, when you go to a place that you're overwhelmed. I mean, tomorrow is going to be First Friday downtown. It's going to be crazy all over Reading. And then we've got, you know, Taste of Reading. That is Beer and Wine Festival that's coming up on Sunday. We have lots of events. Maria, just chime in here anytime you want. But what I needed tonight was to really have my soft place to fall with my gals. And that would be you.
I love it. I love being here with you. I love talking about all things Reading, Shasta County.
And I kind of feel like, yeah, I can do jump up and down a promo. I talked about it on the morning show that we were going to be here tonight. And Sandra came in last Thursday thinking she was supposed to be here when Carl was here with Man Up, but we were off a couple weeks.
I'm here now.
And so
we just
know who's listening and tuning in is meant to be tonight. We're getting all kinds of information that's coming to us that we're just processing. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I love being here.
Thank you for bringing your Scentsy
cowboy
boot, infuser, or whatever you want to call it.
Scentsy warmer.
Scentsy warmer and Gabe.
Yes.
Tell him if he's listening, Gabe.
I will.
Big kisses.
Definitely.
And a lot of people are graduating right
a
now
lot
every
of
night.
Congratulations, everybody. So excited. I love going through. That's what I like, scrolling through social.
Right.
And seeing the happy faces.
And in our time here, mine's shorter time in Reading, but when I think about the fact that I've been here for 16 years, these kids were little tiny, like Molly's kids. And, you know, you think about, Naomi and, you know, the kids were little tiny, like, toddlers.
We used to hold Relay for Lives way back.
Yes.
And the kids that are now, like Miranda was one of our kids in Relay for Life.
Miranda.
When, and now she's, yeah.
Now so, she's running. Now she's up
now
there.
Now she's right with us.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
This is crazy.
It is. Because we don't feel older.
No.
I mean, every now and then the knee maybe or a little bit of this and that. But it just is so weird. So, Sandra, why don't we just
yes.
Should we talk about events, or let's just go right into the fact that what we're experiencing right... Oh, by the way, back up. David. First time David's doing our show tonight. He's our new producer. David, how you doing?
Doing really good. I'm really happy to be here.
We're happy to
David
be here.
Okay, so David and his wife launched a store downtown that used to be where Bog Bean is. Now, what's it called?
It's kind of a big word, Cascade Curations. I knew it was a mouthful when I named it.
I got it
in the middle of the night. What can I say?
Cascade Curations. So there's an energy around that, Cascade Curations. And you stay open late, which I love the idea about that. So we could go tonight. People can shop at night. They can have. They want to go to have tacos, and it's like, what are you going to do at 6 or 7? How late do you stay open?
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And where is this wonderful new place?
It's where Bog Bean.
Across from Jack's Steakhouse.
Oh, okay, thank you.
In the Foundry Square. Next to the dip.
Yeah, next to the dip. And it has, and in your store, you have a collection of what? Let's talk about it.
So we have, right now we have about 25 different local artists represented. We have some native jewelry in there as well from Schofield. We have a lot of clothing. Kind of, we were looking for the right wording for it, branding for it, but upscale thrift, But actually, that's a little deceiving because the prices are low. But what we wanted to do was offer like cash for clothes to kind of recycle and reduce things going into waste. So we buy like basically new clothes. You know how you buy something at the store, but you never quite fit right, but you have it, and you want you, good. We pay out better than other places. Like
there was a store that used to do this in Sacramento, and you take your clothes in, and they give you cash for it. And I don't remember what it was called. Oh, Clothing Exchange, something the Exchange. Buffalo Exchange, yeah. Exactly. So you're doing that.
And we also have music instruments. When Harriet's went out, we thought, we need a music store downtown. So we are doing our best to be a music store downtown as well.
Wow.
So people can hang out, hear wonderful music, look at art, try on some vintage stuff, and of course, I'm sitting across from Sandra Jennings, who loves antique.
Oh, I love it. I've got boxes and bags of vintage clothing right now. This is faded, a faded moment, because
yes.
I'm thinking, what am I going to do with this? So much of it.
Okay.
And it needs a home. I can't take it to an antique show, but it needs to find a place where it can go to people, and it's all virtually brand new. All of this has price tags on it still from the store.
All right. There you go. See that this is what. Now, I could have, like, sent out 5,000 Facebook posts. And that's why I'm saying is the magic happens when it's supposed to happen. And so David, who's come into our world here at KCNR and has been nothing but a really positive, like he does the games, has this really, you know, like when you were looking for somebody who's like a can-do guy, nothing is too, doesn't get rattled. And you are also a musician, right, David?
Yes, I play drums, and I'm able to I've been teaching like a little bit of beginner piano, beginner guitar, vocals. Mostly I'm a drummer. Thanks.
Yeah, Renaissance man. Wow. And then producing the show tonight, so I'm glad because you've got two women here who will come on in and check out the store, and your wife is running it right now as we speak. She's manning the store.
Hey, don't forget me, three women.
Three women.
I have things to take there.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. No, I'm just saying as far as, like, we will go and look at and want to shop because, you know, when you drop stuff off, you also take stuff home.
You can't help it. I mean, that's part of the game.
Get it to the door.
We ended up having a bunch of stuff that Reading, brands and things that Reading doesn't carry.
Sure. That's
we find,
right.
Yep.
That we have to go far away for?
Yeah.
Oh, 8 o'clock.
Right. So if you're looking for something that's, I don't know, funky and wonderful and different. And I'm going to be heading in there soon. So when we talked with Sandra, and she was talking about, okay, we got a new moon.
Yeah, it's today. Actually, it was this morning. It was this morning around 5:37 in the morning. It was the dark of the moon. It's the beginning of a month. And the sun and the moon are at the same sign, the same degree, the same minute. And it happens once every lunar month. And it, am I connected?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, good. Okay. And it's the beginning of, it's like there's a new theme for everyone. And the theme for this next lunar month is the Gemini theme, which is communication. And learning things, being curious, wanting to have their questions asked and answered, needing to get more information and be connected in the neighborhood and find out what's going on around with friends and with family members and meeting new people, having an insatiable curiosity for what's going on in the world around you. So people, because of that, because they're taking in so much information, frequently feel scattered because there's so much coming in.
Oh my God.
You can't, your brain can't always absorb it all. And people want to share. The energy is bigger and louder and busy. It's a busy energy.
Mm.
So got to get out and do things and go places and see what's happening. Very different from last month. Last month was Taurus, the bull, grounded, earth. I'm happy right here. I have everything I want. Gemini, I got to get out there. I got to see things. I got to see and be seen. I got to get excited. I got to bring my excitement to other people and share it and see what kind of how the energy builds. So it's a busy time and it's a fun time. It might not be deep. It might not be deeply philosophical, but who cares? It's fun and enjoyable and people have a good time. So it's a wonderful, wonderful time of the next lunar month.
All right. So we never know what's going to happen tomorrow night and first Friday.
Oh, well, isn't that perfect? People getting out, visiting, dressing up, having a little something good to eat and drink, sharing their stories, asking what's going on with other people, and finding out these stories about new businesses opening up. We were talking about that just as we were waiting outside, Maria, and finding out news about our friends and family that I might not know, so I've got to ask, what's going on? What's going on at the casino with the tribe? What's going on with talking about a taste of Reading and what's going on downtown? And you know all about it because you're with the station. I want to hear all these stories.
Okay, well, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got more stories here on Woo! North State Now. I'm here with Maria Roscoe and Sandra Jennings. This is Linda Bott, and we are live here on the 6th of June. I kept thinking it was the 7th.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Well, there you go with your whole drums.
Yeah, there. This, you know, what drummer probably doesn't emulate this song as they're like at their kit in front of them, right, Dave? Yeah. Hey, welcome back to KTNR. This is Linda Bott on North State Now, and we're sitting here. I'm here with two gals that I need them as my bookends. And they are holding me up. And, I mean, it's interesting to hear Sandra Jennings talking about that there's kind of a chaotic energy with Gemini and the moon, like gotta go, a lot of things going on at once. And then Maria said, didn't you know about this? Didn't you know about that? And I'm just like, I'm hanging on right now. I'm just trying to, please, can we, okay, so we've got Taste of Reading. That's on Sunday.
Yes.
And that's a great event.
Super great event.
And what do you,
go, they buy a VIP table and then they all just go and have some fun.
Right.
It's raising money for great things.
Right.
Like the kids that are first grade kids at
right.
the Shasta Y, and Rotary is amazing anyway. I'm
right.
part of the Thursday group though. So
right,
shout
right.
out to Thursday.
Rotary though. We love the whole union of throughout the world Rotary.
Absolutely.
All right. So yeah, they do a fantastic job. And what that is, Sandra, is that you know, you get I think it's like $50 tickets. We gave a bunch away on the air here. Where you go and you get your band, and you have to be 21 years and older. But you have food and tasting of wines and beers from some of the great establishments here in Reading. And there's bands, great bands playing all day long for this event, you know. So that's cool.
Yeah, super excited.
Do you go to that?
I am resting this weekend.
Yeah. Resting up for another trip.
I think May has, yeah.
May
crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. The rodeo. The rodeo, and then Chicks and Chaps, which you were, by the way, I just feel like that was already so long ago, but it wasn't. And Maria was a keynote speaker, second keynote, well, there was Dr. Lauren Strickland mm-hmm. and Maria Roscoe, and you touched a lot of people's hearts. And I love how you shared that afterwards people came to you and asked certain questions about your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we can do is take our presence and share our life story, right?
Right, because that's what motivates us. You know, for me, it's show me. You know, because when I put on the then and now, and then I hear, you know, the whoa, that was you, or you're beautiful then, you're beautiful now is the one that I really like, because I don't see the one as beautiful because she's sad to me. Because I must have been,
right?
You know, during that time, because I've never felt better, you know, that. And then I got my genetic test back.
Yes, yes.
Negative.
Genetic test for breast cancer.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah, because it runs in your family.
It does.
And you had come on the show before, and you were talking about Lauren Strickland called in on that particular show. Dr. Strickland, who's an oncologist, and talked about the importance of, in her mind, if you do have, it's a marker basically. If you have breast cancer in your family and your mother has had that, and I don't know if she's the only person. Maybe you've got a couple other relatives, but anyway, so, Maria's gonna, kind of got her finger on the trigger or pedal on the metal or whatever you want to call it as far as on the pulse. How about that we say that? Her finger's on the pulse of some things that are happening in June. So let's go to a couple highlights here besides Taste of Reading on Sunday.
That would be me. So I was just going to, because NorCal Think Pink reached out and are looking for folks to be in their calendar, and they have a really nice questionnaire asking you about your journey. So they did reach out and say, we would like to have your mom.
That's
calendar.
Lovely.
So I was just looking it up so I can give everybody information.
Okay.
Look up NorCal Think Pink. And if you have a loved one, or you've lost a loved one, or you're fighting it with them, honor them. Put them in that calendar.
Fantastic.
Bring awareness. Tell your story. Every story is going to help everybody. And then it's going to touch someone who may be going through it.
Right. Right.
So strong. And
right.
then the other one we were talking about was, it's Elder Abuse Awareness Month for Shining Care. And those folks are doing a whole from a festival at Purple City on the Sundial, and then they're doing a challenge for anybody in the up here in Reading or in the North State to turn your whatever you're going to turn purple. Send them the photos. So get really creative on it. You can and show your support.
Can I have a
no
purple
elder
tongue?
Abuse.
Purple tongue. I'm gonna show my purple tongue because I'm gonna suck on a purple
popsicle
Skittle.
Oh, well, it's hot out there.
Yeah,
we were handing out popsicles
popsicle,
the other day.
Yeah.
It was cute. I'm just saying. You got to do what you got to do. This 50 thing is. Look at my fan going on
oh,
here.
Oh, I mean, know what that is. I thought those were interesting headphones when you walked in. You should. I said, well, those are like really space agey headphones. That's cool.
That's how I roll.
Oh, my God. They're like around the neck. I could use those right now. I don't know why. I guess I didn't put on the air conditioning when I came in tonight. All right. David, that's something that we need to do. We need to talk about before three women get in here on a 104 day.
Turtle Bay is
Turtle Bay
featuring living dinosaurs, looks like, on Saturday, June 8th, 2:30. Yes. So anybody who loves anything dinosaur, plus to help us support our local Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of things. I mean, look at the sundial. 20 years. It just seems...
No, like, I was here. No. When they...
Vandaloop.
Are you talking about 20 years since the bridge was built?
Yep.
Okay. But they had this acrobatic group come in. I've not been... I've been in Reading... 2005 is when I moved here, but I've been visiting forever. But that, the North State Symphony played.
That's
and,
right.
And they and this group danced, and it was lit, and it was beautiful. And I remember standing over with the mosquitoes back in the bushes. I was just new here, so.
Oh.
But no, I mean, because, you know, but the memory was it was such a beautiful art piece.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And that's coming back. They're bringing them back.
20 years, it just seemed like it was 20 years ago that we helped fund
yes.
the sundial. So I'm like, and we saw Bandaloop, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, 20 years, just like
no.
that.
No.
Just like that. So Friday, June 28th and 29th, check it out on social media under Turtle Bay Exploration Sundial Bridge.
Hey, did you love Glowing Wild?
I did. I loved it. I loved those animals
yeah.
all lit up.
Yes, and
that dragon was so phenomenal. Whoa! And the smoke came out of its
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, it was a trip. Okay, so we went with God. The when they extended the hours. We took a friend, and she had never been before. But next year, I'm sorry, I want one of those igloos. I want a plastic igloo, and I'm gonna have my girlfriends, and we're gonna play. Or I could do a live remote from the igloo.
There you go. That's the thing
That's
to
what
do.
We need to do, right?
Yes.
Do a live remote from the igloo and have the, you know, like, let's taste the dragon's breath. Let's taste the whatever. Those three drinks that light up, you know. But anyway, so we had got there like at 7-ish, 7:30, and we're all, I mean, I couldn't believe how crowded the park was. It was wonderful to see so many children and families together. I mean, Garden of
and
Light.
And they were so happy.
Happy.
Had so much fun.
Yeah. And then what we did is we found a little alcove and we sat and we visited for a while as we drank our lit up light bulb drink that was called Dragon's Breath or whatever else. And we sat there and we caught up. And then all of a sudden, you know, the light changed. And then it got darker. And then we came out from over there where the fountain is. And it was like, oh, my God, we just walked past that. But that is... completely different. So we walked around and did the whole thing again. It was fabulous.
Such a great
and they've got a 3-year deal with them.
Oh, wonderful.
So they're going to come back for the next 3 years. And but they'll change it up each time because, of course, it's Year of the Dragon this year.
I investigated to see where things like this have been set up in other cities. This is the best one.
Yes.
Just
yes.
the best.
Yeah.
And it's because of our park. It was such
yes.
a wonderful park to walk through and have the little trails, and you could have an animal lit up like that panda bear, Panda Village.
I love how you've got a summer now. The Turtle Bay Arboretum has got a summer festival thing, and then we're going to have June 28th and 29th, which is, you know, with the acrobatics that hang from that. That is such a great, beautiful night. And then we've got Bruised by the Bridge. When is that?
Turtle Bay is also having...
Yeah, they're on fire,
June
that day.
14th. Yeah, they're on it. I'm going to tell you in social media if you yeah. want anybody to see. Put an event out there. Post the event. Because that's the way everybody's going to actually scroll and
right.
see where your event is going
right. on. Right. I know you asked me tonight, have you been on...
And I said, you know, I just went through a birthday, and it's, you know, a lot of things have been posted, and I'm trying to follow up, and yeah, but I'm a little behind. So
well, you've
thank
been
you.
A little busy too. Didn't you go to Colts 45?
Did go to Colts 40, yes, did Colts 40. I think it was opening night. So much fun.
Because they were doing something special that night, right?
I know Carl's birthday is going to be coming up, and Rick Bassetti and Carl have the same birthday.
What's that date? Is it in June?
August.
Oh, August.
Leo's?
5th. Yes.
Leo's. Mm. Excited
yeah.
Leo's.
Yeah. Anyway, those games are great. We do have tickets that we give away on the morning show all the time. Tomorrow we'll be giving some more away because we just love the fact that we have this wonderful team, support our local. The food is great. It's fun to people watch. And we broadcast the games here as well on KCNR. So we got to take a break right now. I'm here with Maria Roscoe. We're talking about some fun things happening downtown, David's new store, and more with our astrologer, Sandra Jennings.
Thank you.
And by the way, I know that I need this so badly, and they sponsor our show, and that's Shasta Meadows Wellness. I need a vitamin infusion. Anyway, they are amazing. You've got individual rooms where you have a recliner. It's you know, you have a nurse that's giving you, you know, an hour of your electrolytes and your vitamin infusion, mm-hmm. and it is pretty fantastic. So, and you probably heard the commercials here on KCNR. At that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com. This is live, baby. I love the song, though.
Oh. We're just rocking out here.
Welcome back. Why not?
You know what? Life is just, I don't know, it's been heavy, like world events, bombings, just things that are going on. And so let's have some joy and some, you know, every now and then I just allow me to be spacey. Allow me to laugh and just be with my friends. And so that's why tonight I was really happy that you said, Maria, that you were going to come on and just co-host with me and, and just like kick it, whatever it is. And the same thing with Sandra. I know you've got a chart up in front of you, and I'm not really sure besides the Gemini new moon, but you had mentioned a line at the break. I said, come in with that.
I said that although the Gemini new moon, there's five planets in Gemini, if you count the sun and the moon, as say heavenly bodies, which is half the planets in the sky, are in this sign, which is a very lighthearted and gay, joyful, not too serious of an energy. So it's like a breakout, have fun, do things that are enjoyable and light. But there's an undercurrent there. Because the sun and the moon and Venus, the planet that rules relationships, they're all at a 90-degree angle to a planet called Saturn. Saturn represents age, and it represents reality, stark reality. And there is the square, which means the energy meets a boundary, and you can't go any further. Something's stopping you. It gets in your path, and it's frustrating. So we may find that there are things in reality that that we don't like, that hurt our feelings or hurt our sensibilities, that we see as difficult. Or why do we have to face these issues? They're so hard for humanity. And that's why this Gemini new moon is such a welcomed time, because we can, yeah, really, we know there's difficult things that block us and frustrate us in life, but we can still have joy. We can still enjoy each other's company and have a great time with our friends and with our families and ask what's going on around the world that's good, that brings people happiness, that feeds their soul. But we can't forget that there are difficult things that we always have to face. And Saturn makes us aware of our karma, where it comes around. The thing, if there have been people that have mistreated others, this would be a time when it could be revealed and that they get their comeuppance.
So what is the process? Because the last time we were on, Maria was like, oh, I really want to have my chart. Now, what you call it your birth chart.
Birth chart.
Mm-hmm. And then I had talked with you on the phone about you get to ask one question. And so so we talked about that. I don't know if I want to do that on the air.
Okay.
But so with Maria, how long does it take you?
I like to sit with someone for at least an hour if I'm going to go over their birth chart. I've been known to sit for 2 or 3 hours with people because it's so fascinating. What can be more fascinating than to learn things about yourself that you really didn't know? The light bulbs turn on and go, I do feel that way. I do associate with that type of person more often. I do have an emotional thing that happens to me at this time of the month. Mm. And the chart is, it's like, it's your owner's manual. And it explains to you how you operate best, who you operate best with, and what talents you have that you have brought into this incarnation. You may be aware of them, but you may not be aware of them because you may have thought, I don't know, I don't dare try that. But I can discover these and tell them to you. Do you remember when you used to do this when you were a kid? Well, this is your calling. You've forgotten. Mm. This is something you should be giving more energy to. People want to hear this from you. They want to see this from you. It'll be successful. And the birth chart will also tell if there are any serious things that you have to look at in the chart. If there are certain emotional issues that are bound to turn up, if there are people in the family you have to be careful with, if there are jobs you really should stay away from, it's information that might reinforce what you already know or turn the lights on mm-hmm. to something that you thought for a long time but you weren't sure about.
So she's dangling all of this in front of me.
Well,
has all of my information right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and so you don't want her to talk about it on the air.
good things.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's all I want are good things.
What, I mean, if you have somebody do your birth chart, I'm thinking that you get it all, right? Good, bad, indifferent. Here's, I don't know, is it a gut punch?
Every time I do a reading for somebody, it's different. It's always different because sometimes people, I'm connecting to their soul, all right? Their higher self, my higher self. And I listen to what I'm supposed to tell them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm given information. So sometimes I don't know what's going to happen until I get in the company of the other person.
Right.
And I'm reaching into, I call it the Akashic Record.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing information about you. And some of it you may know already, and some of it you may not know. And you go, tell me more about that.
So is this going to be a good year for Maria?
Maria's going to make it be a good year.
I like that. I really like that.
Yes. Yes. Because we can determine how our life is going to be lived. We don't have to sit by and wait, and we don't have to think, oh, that'll never happen to me, or I'm never going to try. The thing is that we have this wonderful opportunity to do whatever we want while we're alive, while we're still breathing. We can do whatever we can go after whatever moves us. Maybe that's the best way to say it. And we can think ahead and plan ahead. I'm going to do this in the future. I want this for myself in the future. This is my intention for the future. In a smaller way, we do that at the new moon. The night before the new moon, we have an intention. I see that the new moon is a lot of planets in Gemini ruled by Mercury, the messenger of the gods, fastest moving planet. So I know there's going to be a lot of information that's going to come to me with my intention. I want the information to be things I need to know so that I can benefit myself and benefit the world. So that I can be a person that is worthy and that I can do things for other people that they need to have. They need to know something from me. I have to give them information they need to know because Gemini is about information. What you receive and what you share with others. And the night before any new moon, it's like you think, in this case with Gemini, I want to be told or I want my curiosity to be sated for things that I've always wanted to know the answer to. The questions in my life that have been so important, I want to have those answers in this next month. And it's like a meditation that you do. And every month it's different because every sign is different. Last month was Taurus. It was about being satisfied. It was about being grounded and being dependable and reliable. And having the things around you in 3D reality that were worthy and worthwhile and made you feel important, having the right stuff. Now, next month it's going to be different. It's going to be Cancer. That's an emotional. It's a water sign. So it's going to be what I want to feel. Like I want to feel myself. I want to feel authentic to myself, and I want to be able to share my feelings with others. So this is something that you can do prior to the new moon, because the new moon is the dark of the moon. When you go outside during the new moon, the night before, you can't find the moon. It's absent. It's dark. It's like a pregnancy. Something is gestating, and it's going to be born when you can see the moon again.
It's kind of a neat analogy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No, it really is. Gestating. I don't think I even blinked.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What happened last time?
I loved watching Maria just like, woo, woo. And she would go like, pull her, like, my hair.
Yeah.
I got goose pimples.
My eyes are watering because I don't think I blinked when I listened to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't she look?
She is, she lures you in.
Why, yes, I certainly do. And why is that? Because people want to know about themselves. Why did they come here? Why did they decide to be born on Earth at the particular moment they were born? Why did they want the parents that they picked? Because we have chance, when we're out of body in between incarnations, we have choices where we can plug in. So when I look at a birth chart, these are the reasons why you picked this life.
Mm.
This is why you picked these parents. This is why
you picked good parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then these are the offspring that you
may
have.
There was a time I was mad at them. You know, but then
wasn't everybody?
Yeah, and then I just realized, you know, like I have a girlfriend that knew me. You know, we toured for a long time. She lives on an island in Greece, and she goes, "I don't remember you being so close to your parents." And I said, "Well, I wasn't really close to them then. I was like, I couldn't wait to get out of the house. I was 19, 20, 21, 22. And as I told her, I said, as I got older, I realized the sacrifices.
Oh, yeah. How much
you don't realize that till you're older. The sacrifices that they made going to work to make sure I had braces on my teeth.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little things like that. Making sure that I had my teeth were taken care of, that my bones were growing healthy, that I had education. Mm-hmm. Those things that you just are not really your God-given right, but it's how you're raised. And they raised me with great values and all those things like that. So what's that green sign?
Break.
Break.
Time for a break.
I don't want a break, but okay. I'm gonna do that. I'm pontificating. We do have. Thank you so much. I saw this green little post-it. Like, I'm supposed to see what you wrote on there? Okay.
Well, you've got none, and look at mine.
We only have 15 minutes left. What happened?
I don't know.
Wait.
We had so much fun.
What?
Gemini new moon.
I can't.
Sharing this cool information about what's going on. We can all go do things.
All right.
See each other.
Okay, when we come back.
Yes.
Let's stay on track, and I don't even know what that is. There's three tracks. Or three tracks. This is North State Now. Can you understand what we're talking about? If you so, call in and tell us. 96.5 FM. Okay, thanks, Maria. 1460 AM. This is also streaming online, KCNR1460.com. This is, this is Linda Bott. And of course, I've got Maria Orozco and Sandra Jennings with me. We're live here, tonight. We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
All right, welcome back to our final segment here on North State Now. David, thanks. Your inaugural launch of being by yourself, host of being the producer of the show was a great job. All right.
Big hand clap.
Yeah, big, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
It's the sound of one hand clapping.
Yeah, did you hear that? Sorry.
Yeah. I think there's a book called that. Maria Roscoe is here. Sandra Jennings is here. I'm Linda Bott. And last time we were here, I just wanted to repeat this because it's never the same, but I'm talking about repeat having you come on again for one show that I do, one show a month, because it's a comfort for me. And that I love what you both represent, what the different things that you do, and I just needed to have a soft place to fall. I said that earlier. And Maria, definitely, you know, through our many ventures, have talked about a lot of things, lift each other up. And the same with Sandra. So, Sandra, you've got a couple events coming up. Let's share with our listeners. You've got a psychic fair, two of them
There's
coming up.
There's two psychic fairs at the end of this month in Mount Shasta. I think it's the 28th and the 29th, Saturday and Sunday. And at in the park, and then and in here in Reading at the Holiday Inn the following month in July is going to be the 20th and the 21st at the Mount at the
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, thank you.
Right.
And so they'll when people come and talk to me at the fair like this, they can ask me questions. They can ask to, for me to say, I've never had my birth chart done. Can you please draw it up for me and give me a little bit of understanding about what it says to me, about who I am and why I'm here? I have a friend that I'm not sure I'm getting along with. I don't understand. I know the time they were born. Can we compare their charts?
Oh, that's cool.
Sure.
Or like if you're going to be in a relationship or a business venture. Or something's happening with your in-laws, whatever thing is going on. Now, Maria, you pulled out something 365 days.
I draw
or four
round,
days.
It's a round chart.
Right.
And it's a map of the heavens. The earth is in the center, and I look around, the planets are all, sun and moon are all around. If I take the solar system and flatten it. And then if that 360 degrees of the circle, the planets and the sun and the moon are placed at certain places around the circle. And if they make certain geometric relationships, they vibrate a certain way. If they make 180 degree directly across from each other, that's stressful because you're pulled in two directions. Mm. If it's a 90 degree angle, of course that's stressful because it's you're hitting a wall. You can't go forward anymore. You have to make a decision, go one way or another. It's a time of decision. And if it's a 120 degree angles, that's called a trine. That's the most harmonious and blessed angle that two planets can make. And you have three planets that are making that angle to each other. It's called a grand trine. And it means that the energy of those planets can flow one to another easily with no boundaries, that they can work with each other and get things done without any interference. And a Grand Trine's energy, if you put a little of your energy behind it, like, say, if you have one of the planets, it's here, I see the sun, excuse me, I see the moon and Saturn, and they're right next to each other. That's one of the triangular angles, places where they, where, you know, one ending place. And that's emotional and serious emotions, being able to work with in circumstances that might be trying, but to keep your emotional balance and be able to work no matter what, and be reliable and dependable no matter what was going on, whether it's so wonderful or whether it's difficult. And so that's one of the important ways that the chart is telling me things about you. Mercury is another one, the planet that rules Gemini. That's about communicating with others and sharing information, which is what you do. Mm-hmm. It's something that's a part of your daily life, your work. And another one is Uranus, and planet Uranus brings surprises. Dealing with explosions of energy that can be wonderful, like fireworks, and or they could be like a difficult thing, like a like an explosion or like a dam breaking or some sort of sudden circumstance. And you know, how did that happen? Where did that come from? So those different facets of your life work well with each other, and the more you work with them, the energy keeps flowing faster and more harmoniously. To like you're on a scooter, you kick, 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 and suddenly the scooter goes without you. It's like a vortex of energy that builds, that keeps building and helping you and supporting your life so that it gets easier to live and use these skills as time goes by. So it's a wonderful gift to have a Grand Trine in your chart, because you get celestial help.
So does everybody have a Grand Trine, or is it just like certain people have a Grand Trine?
Certain people have it. Everybody doesn't have it. I don't have one.
Wow.
It's pretty
special.
You
got a Grand Trine. I will say if, when I meet you now, girl, you got a Grand Trine.
I'll take that.
Yes, you will, and you're going to run with it.
You'll
spin.
I am spinning already.
That's it. It's a beautiful thing, because it's like you have help from the gods.
Isn't that funny? And we're going to do our RCF 2025 as Toga Greek god goddesses and all that.
Okay.
Ooh. Sea bumps.
Yeah.
And that's just one story in your chart.
See, so to give everybody history, after we met and we got introduced, gave her a call, gave her my time of birth, the date, everything that went on, and my chart is sitting there, 20 pages, well, a chart and then 20 pages of information. So get in contact with her, because I know I'll be sitting down with her soon, because I'm
right, because
really
you know you got to block
curious.
Off some time.
You want to hear the rest of this, because it's so helpful. That's why I never got along with that person. That kind of thing. That's why. And that's what I learned from my parents. Now I understand it, because the chart is divided into 12 pie shapes. Each one is an area of your life, yourself, what you value, how you communicate, your early education, your family, your home, your parents, love affairs, how creative you are, everyday activities, how you serve, your partner. Your partner in life, how the partner contributes to you, your philosophy, your story, your perspective, your professional life, how your friends and the social groups that you have that support you and you support them, and then your soul.
You've got a whole bunch of stuff there with the friends supporting you, and a whole bunch of stuff over in this one here, the trine.
Yes.
The arrow of the
trine here.
Yes.
And then over here.
Wow.
So
it's math.
It is
science.
It's science and it's spirituality both.
Yes. Wow.
And we're learning now that they're the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're branches of the same thing, science and spirituality. The elders knew it. Mm-hmm. And then in the 1700s, the age of reason, we got to separate science from religion, but they mesh, they blend. And they balance. So your astrological chart is a tool to understand both sides, the science of your life and the nuts and bolts, and also what inspires you what makes it so wonderful when you wake up every day and go, oh my gosh, I have another day of life. I get to do exciting things for myself and for others.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left, and that's where it just fly by. And so, Sandra Jennings, you also have Chiron Society.
I do. We meet before the new moon and the full moon, and I explain what's going on in the heavens. And then I do readings for everyone who attends to tell them, this is how it plugs in for you. This
so that's like a
learn.
Fee, and then you can be involved in that group online, Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N. You may look that up on Facebook.
Yes, you can.
And Maria.
Thank you.
All things going on with what's your new – give us a final thought here.
I'm just actually blown away by the Grand Trine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to get a T-shirt.
Yeah, Grand Trine. I got a Grand Trine.
I'm just all you wonder why you hadn't done this before. Now. But I think everything is meant. Exactly. And I truly believe that. Once you put it in the universe, in that I truly take you 100% that this is all meant.
Yeah.
You know, we need